The Bryant Park Project blog gets up early. So do our listeners and our web visitors. Our web editor, Laura Conaway, says she found photos and emails from you guys before dawn. Laura. What?
Don't you guys have lives?
No, you do.
No, they have lives. They start with
we're the life.
We're part of their lives.
That's
now.
Right. It all starts with a BPP. Wake up with a BPP. This morning, a great little post from Summer Ash, our in-house astrophysicist to the radio stars. She could not resist a chance to explain the lunar eclipse for the world, and she explains it. It's up there with some really cool pictures. It has to do with the moon passing through the Earth's umbral shadow. Did you know the Earth has two kinds of shadows?
I did not know the Earth has two shadows.
We have an umbral and a penumbral, and the umbral one is a little bit more intense, and apparently that's what we're in for, and it's just a heck of a show tonight. She says starting Eastern around 10 o'clock will be the full phase, and you gotta go up there and check it out now, because the next time people in North America are gonna be able to see one this good isn't until about 2012.
That means that everybody on the staff has to take a nap.
If that's right, going
to happen.
That's true.
For us to all actually be up at 10:10.
Yeah, that's true.
What kind of photos did you get?
A Twitter friend of ours in Milwaukee sent photos that I posted partly because I just really like posting stuff from Twitter, but also because I really relate to the pictures. When he went to vote at his precinct in Milwaukee, it's the Maryland Avenue Montessori School, he found not just voting and his citizens all in really quite a line to get in, but a bake sale, which I just love. Because that's really a lot of how we do democracy in America. We really do vote in firehouses. We really do vote and then buy a cupcake. And he writes that he thinks that American politics would be in much better shape if we all just voted and ate Rice Krispie Treats.
And you like cupcakes. This is the second or third time we've had cupcakes mentioned.
I'm sticking with the home base, man. If it works, we're just going to keep doing it.
We've got a cupcake base. And there's also a slideshow coming from a photographer.
This guy, Kevin Connolly, yeah, this is fascinating. He's coming up on the show in a little bit. He has no legs, and he went around the world on a skateboard, taking pictures of people staring at him. It's sort of Kevin Connolly, the photographer with no legs, stares back at a world staring at him. Everybody stares at him. Little kids stare at him. Old people stare at him. People in every continent of the world, they stare at him. Wherever there are people and you go by with no legs on a skateboard, people stare at you.
You know what's interesting, though? When I spoke with him, he admits that he stares at people who he thinks to be odd-looking as well. It's not an aggressive, like, here, right back at you, people, for staring at me. It's staring is universal, and this is kind of a universal human quality. It's interesting.
Right. Yeah, you will look, and I think that's pretty interesting. It actually reminded me of a time I saw this kid coming up to Central Park with his dad out of the subway, and the kid was probably about 10 or 11 years old, and he had one leg. And that one leg was in a roller skate. And the kid was going so fast that his dad couldn't catch up to him. Saying, you know, Tommy, wait, wait. And the kid had a pair of, you know, crutches and a rollerblade. And that was it. He was gone. And
it's universal. Kids will be kids.
Yeah, we'll fly. And Kevin Connolly, the legless photographer, puts together this thing called Rolling Exhibition, which he goes around on his skateboard. It's fascinating. I'm actually going to post that just about as soon as I get out of this chair. So check it out.
All right. Well, we'll let you get out of the chair then. Laura Conaway edits our blog at our website at npr.org/Bryant Park. You can join us at twitter.com/BPP. Now, something that was on the blog this week, you know, Monday, we spoke with Ingrid Michaelson in her song, The Way I Am. Got a lot of notice through the Old Navy commercial. She came by our studio. She performed for us. But there was one song that we weren't able to play all of and we're not able to actually put on the blog. We got a posting from Chris who said, hey, do you have that Elvis song as marketed in the Monday piece? So, Chris, this one is for you. Ingrid Michaelson playing her cover of Can't Help Falling in Love.
Wise men say only fools rush in. Oh, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Oh, would it be a sin? Oh, if I can help falling in love with you. Like a river flows to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be, so take my hand and take my whole life too. Oh, 'cause I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be, so won't you please just take my hand and take my whole life too. 'Cause I can't help falling in love with you. 'Cause I can't help falling in love, falling in love, falling in love with you.
That was Ingrid Michaelson performing here at the Bryant Park Project. If you're in Clinton, New York, you're in luck. Ingrid will be playing tomorrow at Hamilton College. She'll be in Philadelphia the day after that. And then out to Flagstaff, Arizona on February 24th.
And that does it for this hour of the Bryant Park Project. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.